Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Here we go. Let's take it to the house. Now, come on, Mike. Take it. I'm with you. Come on. Here we go now. Yeah, there we go. Let's keep it going. Hey, it's Friday, y'all. I'm ready, baby. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to The Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Today is Friday, guys. It's Free for All Friday, so all lines are open for you guys. Well, all the lines aren't open, but there are some lines open for you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. Today is Free for All Friday. Like I said, you can talk to it with me because I know a little bit about a lot and a lot about a little bit. All right? So give us a call, 818-301-5834. Today's energy outside is just, it's just beautiful. The weather is tremendous, and here in Atlanta, anyway. Okay, here in Atlanta, and to be in one of the greatest cities in the world, and also have, you know, the kind of weather that we have is just, it's tremendous. It's tremendous here in Atlanta. Okay? The best city as far as weather goes to me in the world. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Please call in and talk about, like I said, whatever you like. Okay? Whatever you like. Now, before I get into the show, let's go to our word of the day. Our word of the day is clarity, 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 C-L-E-R-I-S-Y, clarity. And the definition of clarity is a noun, and the definition of clarity is intellectuals who form an artistic, social, or political vanguard or elite intelligentsia. I don't know. Intellectuals who form an artistic, social, or political vanguard. Okay? That's the meaning of clarity. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. Now, before I get started into the show, or before you guys are able to call into the show, on tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m., I will have a guest on the show. You guys have probably heard her show on some Saturdays here on the Frank Williams Show. Miss Gennaro Madden will be on the show in the morning. And so you guys make sure to tune in and hear what she has to say. Okay? It's going to be a great show, and I hope for you guys will tune in. Again, now, thank you, and the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. And today is Free Fall Friday, so all of the lines are open. Not all the lines are open, but some of the lines are open for you guys to call in. And talk about whatever you want. Now, there are people that are sending me messages during my show saying things that I don't like, okay? Stop it, all right? Stop it right now. Anyway, today's show is Free Fall Friday, so all hands are open. I'm going to talk about something before we, you know, get right now. The this thing with the University of Georgia running back and star Todd Gurley has been suspended indefinitely from the team because of violating NCAA rules. Now, the rule that he violated was he signed autographs. I mean, you can sign autographs as a college player, but you can't accept money for signing autographs. Now, whomever got him to sign these autographs or whatever, he was in a car, signed the autograph, get money for the autograph. Okay? That's what got him. He took money for the autograph. Now, what's funny about this is that someone filmed him or videotaped him signing the autograph and accepting money for that signature. Now, I don't know about you, but how would you sit there and let someone, I don't know if it was a cell phone or video camera or whatever, sit there and record you while you're signing an autograph and then accepting the money? That's like a drug deal, right? That's like a drug deal. You make a drug deal, you go somewhere and you're looking around to see if any cops are around, and you jump in the car with someone and you say, like, hey, man, give me this and they already got it ready for you, okay? Give me this, and then you get your product, and you give them the money, and then you jump out of your car, jump in your car, and you take off. And you're still looking around like, did anyone see me do that? You know, and get this. Now, I'm sure that you guys have been at a gas station or a fast food restaurant or something, or even just an open parking lot at a shopping center, and you've seen someone pull up to each other and talk, or someone get out the car and get in the car with someone else, and then they get out and get in the car with someone else, and then they take off. You're like, hey, that was probably a drug deal, right? That was probably a drug deal. Now, if you were doing a drug deal or a drug exchange for money, you know, the guy that's selling you the drugs, you get in the car, and he's got a camera, or he's got his cell phone, he's taping, he's recording this transaction. And I don't know if that's the way it happened, and, you know, they may have had a camera set up already in the car that was secretly taping him doing this or whatever, but that was very dumb on his part. Now, people say he was set up and this and that. Well, hey, you may have been set up, but you got to be smarter than that. You know, when you're a college superstar or a professional athlete, something like that, you can't get caught up in hype. You know, him as a college superstar, one of probably the top running back in the nation, probably the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. Then you get caught up in this stuff, which is stupid. You know, that's like the guy at Florida State stealing the crab legs out of the supermarket. That's stupid. If you want crab legs, you know, I'm sure if I was Jameis Winston, if I wanted crab legs, I could probably go in that store and say, hey, I'm Jameis Winston, I'm Florida State quarterback, I won the Heisman Trophy last year, I want some crab legs, but I don't have money. I don't have enough money. I only have $2, but I want 6 pounds of crab legs. Can you guys help me with that? Or I can, you know, I can be here on the weekend and work it off one Saturday for a couple hours, whatever. I want some crab legs. Ask before you take. Ask before you take. So, you know, I fought this guy at Georgia, the running back for Georgia, Todd Gurley. I fought him because he has to know better. You know, even people before him, the guy that was at Georgia now in the pros, A.J. Green, he did the same thing. He signed the autographed jersey. He autographed the jersey and sold it for cash, and the NCAA found out, and they suspended him a few games. Okay? I don't know how long they're going to suspend Gurley or whatever, but they're saying right now is indefinite suspension. So he may not get to play again this year. Okay? But, you know, next year, of course, he'll go in the NFL draft and become an NFL player, make a lot of money. But right now, he's killed his college career, I think. All right? Yeah. And that's all I have to say about that. Now, another thing that's in the news is, of course, Ebola. Okay? The Ebola virus disease, whatever you want to call it, is something bad. All right? And everyone's talking about, you know, the comment that Obama made about the Ebola outbreak. And the president said that he's more concerned about the people in Liberia than he is about the people in America. And people took it all out of context, and now they're saying that he's a jerk and all this crap and this and that. Well, hey, that's fine. You're going to say that about the president. You've been saying it about him ever since day one that he got in office, even before he got in office. And you're going to talk about him after he gets out of office. That's fine. All the presidents have to take that, have to deal with that. But let me put it together for you before I get off the air today. When he said he's more concerned about the people in Liberia than he is about the people in America, is because the people in Liberia, they got a really, really serious crisis there. And it seems like the only people that can help is the United States. Seems like. Now, I don't know if other countries are helping, if they have a cure for this, if they can treat people or whatever. I don't know. All I know is about America. So, and because we don't have an outbreak of Ebola here in the United States. Okay, we don't have an outbreak. We have some people that have contracted the virus or the disease or whatever, but we don't have a widespread outbreak. Now, we don't know what it's going to turn into or whatever, but we don't have a widespread outbreak of Ebola here in the United States. That's why he said, I'm not concerned about the people in the United States. Now, of course, if we had an outbreak of Ebola here in the United States and Liberia didn't, then, yeah, he'd be more concerned about the people in the United States. Okay? So, but don't go and take that out of context, because that's not what he meant. Okay? He meant that he's concerned about Liberia because they have a serious, serious problem, okay? And he's not concerned about America, so to speak, because we don't have a serious, serious problem with Ebola, okay? Now, I don't agree with the government or whatever as far as not shutting down the country for people from Liberia to come into the country. I, I, I don't agree with that. I think we should shut it down, and we shouldn't allow people to come into the United States who's even been to Liberia. Because what happens is if you go to Liberia, okay, and then you get next to someone or touch someone or however you contract this, and let's say you've got it, it's in your body, but you're not showing signs of it. Now, when you leave Liberia, you're not taking a direct flight back to the United States, okay? You may go to another country, then into the United States, okay? So, we can't say that these flights coming directly from Liberia to the United States, they're not going to come in. So these flights are coming from other parts of the world, but they have people on these flights that have Ebola, okay? But they may not have the symptoms of Ebola yet, but they're coming from these places, okay? And because of that, you don't know who is coming into the United States. But we got to put something in place to be able to catch these people when they get off these planes coming into the United States and find out if they have symptoms or they have Ebola, okay? And we got to get them off and get them somewhere and get them treated. But as I was saying before, something has to be done soon, because if we don't, then it is going to be an outbreak in the United States. It's going to be 30, then 60, then 80, then 100, then 200, then 1,000 people with Ebola. So, you know, we have to do something about it pretty fast. And I think to shut down the borders from people coming in here, we got to shut it down filter these people into the United States. We got to find out how to filter these people into the United States and weed out the ones with Ebola and the ones without. And we got to pull them people to the side and get them treated. Right? We have to figure that out. Somehow, we have to figure that out. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday, all lines are open for you guys to call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, another thing before I get off the air, we have about 5 minutes left on the show. This guy from the Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson, I know you guys heard about him. He beat his four-year-old son with a tree branch. Now, they were seeing a switch at first, but now they're seeing a tree branch. Anyway, he beat his son with a tree branch, and now he's being put on trial, or he's going to be on trial, for child abuse. So, on yesterday morning, he appeared in court. And he appeared in court. And, of course, he pled not guilty, okay? So I think they've got his trial set for, like, December 1st or somewhere around there, the 1st of December, first week or so in December. And they gave him some type of bond or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. But here's the deal. Okay, he walked away from the courtroom. But he also admitted today of smoking marijuana before he came into court. He admitted to smoking a little weed yesterday, before going to court. Now, how stupid is that? And now the prosecutor wants to rearrest him for that, because that's some kind of violation against what's going on with him. How dumb is that? How dumb is that? I mean, think about it now. Think about it. How can you go to court? Any kind of law, courtroom, police station, or anything like that. You go in there, and you let people know, or you. After that, you come home and you tell people that, I smoked a little weed yesterday before I went in the police station. And now they found out about it. Who flaunts that? Who flaunts that other than Snoop Dogg? I mean, who flaunts that they've been smoking weed? And he's a professional football player. So I guarantee you the NFL knows about it now. And since they know about it now, sure he's going to get tested. And then they're going to have to bring him down again. How dumb are these guys? How stupid are these guys? I mean, who are they talking to? Who are they hanging with? I guess they're hanging with more stupid guys. Hey, guys. So tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., right here, Saturday morning now, 10:30 a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great Friday, guys. Take care.
Taking up my time.